Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hello everyone, welcome to America Under the Microscope Advanced Episode. Hi Lulu.
Hi James.
So let's continue our talk about pets. And I wanted to start this off with a term that we have in America, and I think probably other countries now, is this idea of emotional support animals.
Emotional support animals. So basically, pets or certain, you know, your furry friends offer you emotional supports?
Right. So it's the idea of for people who have like depression, anxiety, things like this, they have pets, animals, that help them cope with this problem. And some people choose really awkward things to be these support animals, like a duck or a goose or so it's just some random animal.
Or maybe a turtle.
Maybe a turtle.
If you listen to our last episode, James has a turtle now.
Yeah.
I think according to research, animals do help, especially furry ones. They do help with things like depression and anxiety.
They definitely do. And they can also be trained to help people deal with those issues as well.
But does that make them like service animals? For example, like seeing eye dog, like guide dogs?
No. Sadly...Emotional support animals are not seen the same way as service animals. Because a service animal is trained to help people with mobility issues, the blind or disabled or something like this, to help them with that. Now, I think some people lie and it's like, this is my emotional support animal, which maybe is just actually a pet and they're trying to get special treatment.
Special treatment, like getting it into certain restaurants and places.
But...Legitimate emotional support animals, people who need these animals and are trained to help them in with anxiety, depression, or whatever other issue they have, should be given same protection as service animals.
Which is what protection from the law, right?
Right. So, because, for example, a lot of restaurants can forbid pets, but they cannot forbid a service animal from entering a restaurant.
Like a guide dog.
A guide dog cannot be forbidden. So guide dogs are given...special privileges to go places. But a guide dog has to wear like a harness that actually says service animal on him, black and yellow.
Yeah.
Because to let people know, it's like, yeah, it's a service animal, not a pet.
Yeah. But I think it's very different though, because the emotional support animals, it doesn't sound like they really need to get special training. They just need to be furry and cute. And then they, by being furry and cute, they already release the stress level.Anxiety level. But guide dog, for example, they have to go through really strict training.
Yes, it's pretty rigorous training, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I do agree with you. I think some people are just like BSing. They're just calling all of their pets emotional support animals. But having said that, I forgot which country or where, but they have this scheme of bringing like cats and dogs into old folks' home.So that the elderly can stroke them.
Yeah, we do that in places in America too, but we do that also in prisons.
Oh, yeah, I've read about that.
Yeah, so some prisons have like cats and dogs for usually low-level, medium-level prisons because they actually help the inmates in the prisons cope. They learn how skills related to taking care of something.
And to have emotional bonds as well, probably.
And it seems to help a lot, taking care of the animals. So yeah, we have that too. There are animals that are trained to go to hospitals to make children feel better. Okay, animals that help elderly in retirement homes cope better. Yeah, that is very much a thing.
They are lovely, those furry friends. But let's then get into something that's a lot more controversial, to say the least. Last time we were talking about, you know, how do you get pets? One of the ways is to actually buy them.
Yeah.
And to buy them, I guess it's the same everywhere. There are people who don't really care about the breed of the animal, like me. My cat is a rescue, equally cute. But some people, they perhaps want a pure breed.
Yeah, there are a lot of people out there that want...
So the breeding of animals.
We call it a pedigree dog, so purebred. And in this case, in order to get purebred, you need the papers that show like the parentage to prove that it's purebred.
Yep.
And really, there's only two ways to get purebreds. Well, there's more than two, but the two basic ways are buy it from a reputable breeder. Which a reputable breeder is a person who is careful about the animals that are bred to produce the new one.
These are the legit ones.
These legit ones. Make sure to avoid inbreeding at all costs. The animals are well taken care of. They have a good home. And then there's puppy mills.
puppy mill is not a good thing. So
no, they're just trying to pump out as many purebred babies as they can.
Are they the ones that basically, if there's a purebred female dog and it would just really use her and exhaust her till the point that she can no longer puppies and then they just chuck her to the curb?
Now, most of them, yeah, that's true. So most Americans tend to try to be pretty good about avoiding puppy mills. And it's illegal in a lot of places now because of animal cruelty. But for pets, for a lot of Americans, the pets, they don't actually care about pedigree. They don't care whether it's purebred or not. So if you don't care about that, getting a dog or cat's easy. You just go get a rescue or someplace like that. But some people actually want to take part in competitions.
Well, competitions, I understand, because those people are really hardcore about it. But just your general average American, if, for example, you know someone who has a cat or a dog, would you ask them, oh, what breed? And is it pure? Is that something common to
ask? For dogs, yes. Okay. So it's like, what kind of dog is it? So Americans will say things like, for most Americans, it's an A-B mix. So like a
cross
poodle-Labrador mix, a Labradoodle.
Labradoodles are cute.
Yeah, a lot of it's a mix. But some people really do pride themselves in purebred. So my mom is actually a breeder.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom breeds dachshunds, basically.
Small dogs?
Wiener dogs.
Oh, the very long ones?
Yeah, those ones. Wiener dogs.
La-chungle. Oh, all right. And professional dog breeders, legit ones, I suppose they do make quite okay money.
Yeah, so my mom can sell a puppy for $5,000.
Wow, a wiener dog.
Yep.
Is that very popular in the States?
Actually, for some people, that's extremely popular. And that's actually kind of on the lower end for purebred dogs. So certain purebreds are really expensive.
What are some of the more popular ones in the States?
Purebred Labradors.
Labrador. Labrador seems to be one of the very popular animals.
Yeah, very expensive to get a purebred. And that's a hard dog to take care of because Labradors, they need to be able to run.
But they do have very good temperaments.
They tend to be very good dogs, but they are a very active dog. You have to provide them
So
space.
They love swimming.
Love swimming.
Yeah. And back to the earlier topic about puppy mill and then the animal cruelty. I understand that in many countries, animal cruelty or animal abuse is considered really serious crime.
America is one of those countries.
Is it like a felony?
It is a felony. So animal abuse is a felony. You will go to prison for it. There are people who have been sent to prison for things related to like dog fights, organizing dog fights, abusing animals. Most Americans do look way down upon that. They look so down upon it that they judge other cultures who don't have the same views on animals as their own.
I see. And if you mistreat your pet, then your neighbors, anyone who
will judge you,
will judge you. Moving on to the last bit of this pet topic. We have been talking about dogs and cats and your turtle. But what about some of the more exotic pets? Because lately there's this TV show called Tiger King.
Classic trashy American television.
Tiger King. If those of you who have never watched it, check it out. It's pretty, it's an eye-opener.
I apologize for other Americans for that show. It shows a pretty trashy side of America.
Yeah, but that's real.
It is 100% real. And yes, there are people with pets, tigers, and lions in America.
They can't be legal.
It is perfectly legal. You can get it depends on which state you live because this is a state issue. Some states it is legal. And in those states, if you have the proper license, you can have a pet tiger or other exotic pets. So there are people in America that pet tigers, pet lions, bears, alligators, crocodiles, and even for smaller ones, people with pet snakes and so on. So we do have them.
So essentially in America, as long as your state allows, as long as you get a license, as long as it's not, I'm assuming, endangered species, you are able to have whatever exotic animals, as long as you pay.
Tigers are endangered species.
I'm thinking not all tigers. Some tigers.
Tigers are an endangered species. The difference is in America, they cannot be caught animals. They have to be bred animals. So the pet tigers in America are bred.
Okay.
They're likely from other owners or from zoos, so they were never wild.
But still, why would you? I mean, the only time that I really see people with, for example, big cats as pets, I immediately think about all these super rich people in the Middle East.
Well, for the most part, people with exotic big cats tend to have money because it's an expensive animal.
You have to feed it. Oh, God, they need how much meat every day.
You also have to provide it an enclosure because they can't let them free reign.
Free range tiger.
It's like, don't worry about the tiger. He's free range. He doesn't need a cage. He's not going to eat your cat.
Or you. I don't think your neighbor would like it.
And the TV show Tiger King really shined a spotlight on this whole big cat.
Yeah. So if you're interested, check that out. Before we finish, I'm going to ask you. So if you don't think about any laws or regulations or money restraints, what is your dream pet?
Honestly, kind of boring. Still be a dog.
Any particular breed?
No particular breed. I prefer mixed breed. I would like part of the dog to be Border Collie. Because I had a dog that was part Border Collie growing up, and they're just really smart dogs, soft fur, black and white, just very loyal, friendly dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, dog, medium-sized.
Well, that's very attainable.
Yeah.
Ask me.
What kind of animal would it be for you?
If there are no money restraints or any of the other restraints, sea otter.
Sea otter.
So
you'd
want
the you want the cat of the sea?
I don't know if they're cats of the sea. I just want to see them hold hands and then, swim on their back.
You can go to the Seattle Aquarium. They have a sea otter display there. They have lots of sea otters playing in there.
Oh, I would love to see them. I watch a lot of videos about them. So leave us a comment in the comment section, you guys. What is your favorite or what is your dream pet or animal companion? Let us know if there are no money restraints or any other restraints. What is your dream pet? We'll see you next time. Thank you, James.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
另外，各位喜欢酒馆的小伙伴们，酒馆已经开始有短视频了，在微信视频号和抖音上搜索露露的英文小酒馆，来围观不正经的露露吧。别忘了关注点赞，以后每周视频上新就不会错过了。